to a container carrying content going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and fix the need and meets the need and proffer solution to the need.
The word of God is the fire in your bones. Join Pidane Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
Welcome to church again this morning. Another explosive encounter in God's presence. Another explosive encounter in the second service. First service was on point. How many of you were blessed? I was more than blessed. Myself, I was blessed. I need to go and get that message and listen to it. This service I'm preaching about, I'm preaching on handling temptations. Handling temptations, part one. Handling temptations. Handling temptations.
We are going to be looking at the whole chapter of the Bible. That's the pattern I'm going to be using this year. I'm going to be studying the chapter of the Bible to explain this. How many of you have been tempted before? How many of you ate temptation? How many of you love temptation? Is it good to be tempted? Is temptation sweet? How many of you have felt like having sex before as a Christian? No? The lady is in your room and you feel like just touching her. How many of you have felt like that before? I've felt like that before. In fact, I'm still feeling like that. So if I don't feel, I'm sick. So, listen, the fact that you feel is a sign that your head is correct. That your body is correct. If you're not feeling, let's go and test you. Show me James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I need as many versions as possible for that scripture. How many of you have felt like stealing before? How many of you have felt like lying before to save yourself? You have the temptation to just lie. Where are you coming from? Me, that means I lose this money. I thought you coming. That is not me. How many of you have felt like replying a taxi man before? You are tempted to reply the guy. Okay, that was simple. How many of you have felt like beating a person before? How many of you have felt like slapping your pastor before? You know, in school, some of us have passed through campus before. Not the one that's still there now. Okay, plus you that's still there too. You know, sometimes some roommates will talk to you, feel like beating them. But remember, I'm a Christian. You said, if not because I'm a born again Christian, for long, but have you ever said, like, if not because of Jesus? If not because of Jesus, have you ever said that before? Okay. Don't say, have you felt like slapping me before? Say the truth. Especially when I say you kept my sin and I'm the one that misplaced it. I was searching for it. I only to find it in my bag. How do you feel? Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Talk. I know sometimes you feel like beating me. Where is Toby? One day, I said, he said, okay, sir. I said, you are sick. Come back here. You know, he could not hide that he's angry. He could not hide it again. If I were to be younger, I would have slapped me. I don't know, a body, you know, a lady wants to be, but I your ego. And I told her, why not say I your ego? But out there. But you know what? Temptations are good. Temptations are good. Let us check the scripture. Come on together, I want to go. Verse 2. Stand on verse 2. LSE image. I'm tempted. Lead me not into temptation. Come on together, I want to go. Point one, our approach to temptation should be joy. Can I get another version of verse 2? Our approach to temptation should be joy. What is temptation? Temptations are the tests needed for us to move to the next level. Temptations are the tests needed for us to move to the next level. Temptations are necessary agency for our promotion. Temptations are necessary agencies for our promotion. Show me a tempted man, I will show you a man that is going far. Show me a man that is under temptation, I will show you a man that is going for the next level. Why? Because no temptation, no next level. No test, no testimony. Test is the secret code for testimony. And if you break testimony into testing and money, don't let me do, I'll do that one next week Sunday. Let me come back. Because if I tell that one, I won't come back again. No test, no testimony. Can we do this one together? Want to go? Consider your share, good friends. When tests and challenges come at you from all sides, if it is one side, don't celebrate. If it is all side, celebrate. Challenges are the things that changes your level. So, my brothers and sisters, celebrate when you have certain challenges. Next verse. Next is what? Okay, this version. Want to know? Consider it only joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations. So anytime you are heavy loaded with challenges, celebrate. And it's a celebration time. Anytime there is a time, you are in a room, you feel like kissing, start praising God. You came late to church as a worker. To walk, because the pastor will not talk, so let me use walk. You came by 7:30, but because the next person is 6:05, you are tempted to write 7:00. Have you done it before? Okay. Family members are here. So the best time to do, the best thing to do is to celebrate. Why? Because temptation is a sign that you are about to move to the next level or repeat the class. It's a sign that you are either going to be promoted or repeat. You can't stay. And guess what? The word fall into temptation in the Greek, in that place, means perepto. What is it saying? It's not saying falling as if you fell. It's mean encompassed. So when you read KJV and it says, can't touch you when you fall into temptation, it's not saying, Obama must have told you, can't touch joy. No. I just told you. Let me confirm the Greek word in that place so that I won't give you a wrong something. At that time, the word fall in that scripture is saying, the Greek word there is saying peripipto, peripipto, peripipto means to be surrounded. Temptation, not me, it doesn't mean to fall. To fall in this place is to be encompassed, to be in the midst of temptation, not to you have lied in that kind of joy. You know, it's to cut it all cry. You stole, cut it all cry. is not catching all joy again. So the falling in that place is not that you fell, it's that you are encompassed. Tell your neighbor, the falling in this verse is not falling that you fell. It means you are encompassed. It means you are enveloped. It means you are surrounded. So point one, what should you do when you see temptation? What do you do when you see temptation? Can't it all joy? Why? Because joy is the attitude for temptation. Show me verse 2. Show me verse 3. Verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh out patience. Meaning, temptation is your faith test. Temptation is your faith test. The way to put your faith to work is temptation. Can I get another version? The way to put your faith to test is meditation. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and show its true color. Under pressure, anytime there is a pressure, it's time to test whether you carry treasure. Your shows whether you really carry a treasure. So your faith life is tested. See, be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith brings out endurance. As see, faith, see, temptation is what proves. Temptation is a proof producer. Is a revealer. Temptation is a revealer. Is a revealer of what you carry. It's a revealer of who you are. Show me where I say, that seduced me. It's a lie. She didn't seduce you. One of my sons like that cried to me some weeks ago. Pastor, I did it again. That devil is stupid. I said, shut up. Oh, where is she? Say, it's a lie. Let me ask you a question, sir. What did you do this morning? What did you eat this morning? What about you? Have you eaten this morning? What did you eat? You have not eaten. Okay. Don't lie. Temptation. What did you eat? What did you eat? Who has eaten this morning? Eh? Who has eaten this morning? What did you eat, sir? Beans. Thank you. Vomit, Father Diam. Vomit, Father Diam. Calm it down. Calm it down. Is it possible? They can't provoke what is not invoking you. Nobody can provoke what is not invoked in you. If you say he provoked me, he only bring down what is inside. If you did it in for the jam, you can't vomit it. Are you seeing, George? If you did it in the back, you can't vomit it. So when they provoke you to anger, because anger is in you, anger lives inside of you. Hey. He provoked me in a lie. He only exposed what is involved. So somebody said, he made me to fall. Brother, keep quiet. You wanted to do it. He's there. He's there. He's there. Ask your neighbor what is there. See, in the journey of temptation, one of my friends called me one day. He said, Peter, do you know what? God has dealt with me. I said, how? He said, somebody offended me and I wanted to get angry and I couldn't get angry. I look for anger. I can't find it. That part is dead. They offended her so much. She wanted to get angry, but she was just laughing. She's not faking it. She could not find it. It's not involved again. So when they were provoking her, they were like provoking joy. What was inside was coming out. The best way to know you are when there's challenges, we know the kind of person. Some wise, when you go to the world, when you to give birth. My husband, you are a stupid fellow. You will bury. Have you met ladies like that before? Is there enough for your daughter here? Have you gone to labor room before? Some honor the buruku. The person that impregnated you, that you need to cause the person. The causes were inside. She hated the man already. She was angered already. She wanted to express it. So pressure brought out the treasure in her. But that treasure is a fake treasure. this in church? But you see some people, if what happened to them, saying glory to Jesus. They are not faking the glory and they are laughing. I've met people and they are laughing before. Their tears are coming and they are praising God. They are not trying to push the word of faith. They have it. Another point to note is that tests produce patience. Is it not that enough that the trying of the faith worketh at what? Patience. So the essence of temptation is to produce patience. The essence of temptation is to produce patience in you, to show your patience level. So temptation is a pathway to patience production. Temptation is the pathway to patience production. Next verse. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Meaning the end product of temptation is perfection. The end product of temptation is perfection. So why are you tempted? Temptation is to show whether in this level you are perfect or you are still imperfect. Anger management. After you are prayed, Father, kill anger, kill anger, kill anger. The answer is no, somebody get you angry. So is the Father, Lord, keep the words of the flesh in me. The answer is temptation. God will now arrange somebody. Will now get you angry. They will slap your face. Now respond. To show whether you pass, you are promoted, or you are repeating that class. Why? Because the end product of temptation is what? Perfection. If you are not tempted, you can't be promoted. So, don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well developed, not deficient in any way. The essence of temptation is perfection. Don't pretend you have overcome it. You can suppress the flesh. When the flesh finds opportunity to manifest. Should I tell you my own experience? Very funny experience. When I was in school, you know, as I was president of the fellowship, I was very aggressive. I can't follow. Dare to say, cross my blood. Me, God forbid. Devil is a pastor. To be devil. Three ladies locked me up in the school to access it. Then I said, me, I can't access with you. Never, never. I didn't know it was the position that was helping me. Because I vowed that the day I sleep with the lady as also a president, I will come to the altar to come and confess. So I'm afraid of confessing. One lady locked me up and said, Papa, kill me, kiss me now, kiss me now. If you don't kiss me, I said, bring your man, let me kiss you. I slapped the mouth, get out of the room. Another person locked me and said, Papa, whatever you want to do, do it now. Do it now. I said, do what? I said, do it now. Let me tell you, I was having an erection. My body was shaking, shaking. But I said, I cannot do this. Me. So I didn't do it. You can suppress the flesh for 10 years. When the flesh find opportunity, you may manifest. Don't suppress the flesh. Look for annihilation of the flesh. Kill it, kill it. Kill those tendencies and you don't suppress it. When it finds opportunity. So one day after I left school, there was no position and anything I do. And I met myself in the same condition. I thought I killed this thing some 5 years ago. It didn't die. It was still there. I just discovered that I've kissed before I remember. I finished. The thing was sweet when I was doing it. After I came out, I said, I thought I killed this thing. This thing didn't die. Sometimes those covenants you make don't kill them, they only suppress them. Only the word kills flesh. I had to cry to God. God, this thing will mess me up. If you don't deal with it now, it will mess me up. It will mess me up. It will mess me up. Already, that aspect of having sex, God has killed that 2009. God has killed it. I can't have it again. If you dress naked, it has happened several times. After that, I know I won't. If you, I won't do anything. That aspect, God has killed that one. But that doesn't mean I should stay there. That was his flee. You will forget your problem. You forget your covenant, oh. You say, God has killed. Hey, continue. Bible that says flee. You know what he's saying, though. He said, me? Should I shock you? I thought I don't like Orobo. When flesh arose, it was Orobo. This thing, don't know what. I thought I don't like this thing. Don't know whether you're fine or you're not, I know. Anything on that sketch is not my face. When the thing come upon you, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. Married men, that is the reason why they are doing adultery. Is it by sex? Sex is not sufficient for marriage. If you think you want to marry, sorry, you want to have sex again. In marriage, married men having sex with people outside marriage. Why? It's not by their wife, it's by their nature. Is that what? Their nature. So until the nature is dealt with. That boy told me, said, Papa, so after fasting up, I met a guy who did 7 days fasting and prayer to stop fornication. He broke the fast with sex. On the 7th day, the lady came to the room. She go. No. Ah, but the Lord, Benji, go to the room again. Are you seeing for this money? It's not bad. You have to deal with it. I said a guy broke 7 days fasting and prayer with sex before eating. Did he? Are you seeing for this money? I have to deal with it before I enter a relationship. So that when the devil rises, I went to the altar after I vowed. I said, God, I don't have to tell you what I did. So when I was going to enter a relationship, officially, I look at the lady somehow. She look at me. Come on. The desire is dead. It will come back May 5. It will come back. Sometimes we'll be together alone. The desire is there. One day, Deb wanted to make me think. As I look at her face, I say, baby, it's too late. And she understood, and I opened the door, left the car. What will this thing, after you have killed the flesh, you have self-control? The desire will not die, but the control will be active. The desire is not going to die, but what? Antivirus. The self-control will be thick. That is, let patience have its power when they are perfect and entire. One thing, nothing. Meaning, at this stage, you are not perfect. You are locked up in a room with a guy. You are having erection, but it's not giving you direction because the self-control is the direction. The direction part is not down, it's here. It's no longer by the things that rise in your body, it's by the things that rise in your heart. That you feel like changing figure, your hand wants to change, but your heart is burning. You are no longer controlled by your members, you are controlled by the system software. The software is in your heart, it's called self-control. Your conscience is active because the Holy Ghost is living in the conscience. Because the Holy Ghost cannot tell you what to do. Anytime you want to fall, you know when to say no so that you can be known. The difference
between Joseph and Samson is that Joseph is controlled by his erection. If my Samson is controlled by his erection, Joseph is controlled by his heart. Erection comes from the brain. But conviction comes from the heart. Let patience have its perfect work in you. It's too late to mess up. Not because we don't want to mess up, but because we don't have capacity to mess up again. Our body is saying mess up. He is saying, no, I'm the senior here. Spirit, soul, and body, not body, soul, and spirit. So whatever the spirit says, the soul learns. The body acts. You see a lady by your eyes, your heart desire, then you kill your spirit. In our own case, when we see, heart think, spirit want to do, the spirit will come back again. Amen. Your body is the temple of Christ. No, you know. All the scriptures will come like shams and mysteries. Freely fornication. Every sin a man does is without his body. He that committed fornication, sinned against somebody, which is the body of Christ which you receive of the Lord. Omitutu. Your body will come. Maybe the body is trying to rise again. It will tell you by a woman, a man is reduced to a loaf of bread. How can a woman turn to bread? Loaf by a woman. Say, he that sleepeth with an adulterous woman, give it a strength. My strength, the scriptures will come like shams. And my bum to see. Shh. The tea used to be hot, but now it's getting cold. The lady is still looking at you. Shekun. As she says, Shekun, now let's do it now. The scriptures are coming. Come. Joseph will say, busy. I love you. I love God more. Papa. Before you have it, I have it one day. Do you know what God will do for you? God will calculate the time. You know, ladies, you used to spend longer there. As God is putting water, you are cooling your own system down. I've been there before. Let this temptation build you. Perfection is in temptation. You don't know you are promoted until you pass the last test. How do you know? After now, God, with temptation will come in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. After now,
amen.
You will feel like having sex. So the desire will be so strong. If you are born again, you're not feeling anything. You are a small baby. You are not a small Christian. You must feel it. This time in church, as you sing in choir, you say, oh God, have mercy on me. I came to church to pray. What is song in my heart? Maybe you are not together in a place. You feel like touching. There are five levels of fornication. I've touched it initially before. I don't know if you remember. Number one is called lucre. No, it's tinkering. As a man tinkering in his heart. Number two is called lucre. Look not on your glintings. Number three is called torture. The things you are talking. No. Number four is called libri. The last one is called dukri. So, after service, you start, it will start from tinkering. Do you know what devil will always do for me? Any time I want to pass to the next level, all those my old friends that we used to call ourselves, does that happen to you? That's why they will not call you back. Shall go, she go. Long time. I've missed you. That's why you enter Facebook, you just see their picture. Ah, I'm a slave. That's why you see their Instagram post. You're not comment. Babe, you are hot. She will not reply. Can we catch this weekend? And instantly your heart is rejoicing. Because you want to go and catch. And as you are continuing with Snapchat, video, your shape has changed. You are looking beautiful now. Say, you two, you are now hot. Your suit is thick. Hey, how is, you now start with Christendom, how is church? How is God with you? You are on your way to hell. Say, hey, church is fine. Say, wow, I see that God has increased you. Yes, God has increased me. Say, okay, we're going to see this weekend. Okay, where do we see? Let's see at the cinema. From there, she's going to sit next to you. And as you are watching the movie, your hand is going on her laps. Hey, baby. And you can't carry the hand away. You can't carry the hand. For that time, the hands are moving.
It's that movie. Experience no sorrow.
Before you don't say, yeah, must be, God have mercy. Forget it. You have repeated class. You are going to repeat. You are going to repeat that. I repeat it.
Next semester, carry over. You can advance in faith and repeat in self. Hey, go. You can advance in faith and repeat in self. No wonder you see anointed men of God fornicating. Advance in anointing, repeating in self-control.
Your race with God is per subject, not collectively. God does not rate you by overall total. He rates you by subject. Daniel, let's mark your script. Faith,
80%. Okay, that's it, right?
Concealing the spirit that reveal to you,
they give you mark. Some of you, the reason why you don't see the next vision is because the last one you said to everybody.
The vision was for you,
said to everybody.
Why we God saw your vision? To check your mouth.
There is a time to share vision, there is a time to keep quiet. Let me give you an illustration. When you strike a matches, if you don't want to die, what will you do? You cover it. Because why? The wind will blow it.
When a bush is burning, what expand it?
The same wind that killed the fire, expand the fire. There is a time to cover your fire.
The same wind that kills your fire,
expand the fire. There is a time your fire cannot bear again. Sometimes God will talk to you for yourself. You go and share it on Facebook. You won't hear another one. That's happened to me before. It has happened to me. See, I lost my gift of revelations. When I'm praying, I will see myself in countries. I'll see this happen after a while. Because when God said, I go and sharing, I say, I see Malaysia. The accident in Malaysia, I stop you now. I think I'm a prophet. God was testing me, integrity of mouth. So when God said this one is a useless boy, he will see everything. God kept it for me. I had to go and find. It cost me 2 years, two years before I get it back. The day I got it back, God said, now I think you are matured. I started seeing things again, and I won't tell you what I saw. I won't lose it again. There's a time you are matured enough to see everything.
Some of you, this is why you don't see vision again, because your mouth is not closed. Before the vision comes, you know what I said about it. You will hear that one.
Sometimes God will show you about somebody, not to tell them, so pray for them. Because when you say it, you corrupt it. The person, mommy, only and you got there, remake me, only moku, only your mommy alone share.
So you by yourself go and tell your enemy. You told the person the revelation, and the person go and walk by himself to his enemy.
There's they have caught this one. No son will decide that's and that means. Sometimes you need to learn. It's time to close this service.
If you are not tempted, you are not born again. The sign of your spiritual growth is your sign of your temptation. Money will come for your hand.
Okay, let me tell you what God told me. Those time I was spending money, I was getting money, and God told me, Daniel, if you don't manage your finances very well, I won't bless you again. And those time every Sunday, people give me money. Every Sunday, anywhere, every day, people give me. I get a lot every time. But as the money is coming, I don't know how to save.
Busy, your hair is fine.
10,000.
Let's go in Suya.
3,000.
Hey, Holy Ghost, buy what? Hey, let's travel. Let's go and watch it. I was just telling everything.
And God said, my son, you are a fool.
I bless you with resources. You are squandering it. You won't get another one. Why? Temptation to buy is a temptation. God wants to see how you are mature enough to save money.
Okay.
Sometimes a test will come for you to sow seed. God will say, okay, if I bless you bigger, you won't drop it. God is telling you, go and sow a seed. He said, me, you won't get another one. It's the one that produces the money to sow. If you fail that test, the income for the next will not come. Show me a scripture. Proverbs 11:24. Show me that scripture. Proverbs 11:24. We are still going back to that game, so I'll continue next week. Proverbs 11:24. Let's see, image. Proverbs 11:24. Can we together want to go? Who generously scatter abroad and yet increase more? There are those who withhold more than is fit in purse. That means you have to withhold. How do you read your Bible? There are those who withhold more than is fit in. That means you have to withhold, but there is a level to withhold to. For me, I saw that God is asking him to save. But if you save more than you are supposed to spend, you will lack. How? What is the scripture saying? There are those people who hoard money they are supposed to give, they yet move to poverty. But there are those who scatter, yet they are going to increase. But even as you are scattering, there is time to withhold. But don't withhold more than necessary. Somebody say wisdom. Sometimes God will test you with money to see how much you will give for the kingdom. When you cannot give, you will drop it. Some of you, God will touch you, go and bless your pastor. You say, pastor that is wearing 50,000 naira suit. You won't have. Because God has tested you with the resources to bless his servant. And you keep it. He will give another blessing. Who will give it? Sometimes you go to church with something, I don't know what I happened to you before. You go to church with all your money. You want to drop something, pack everything. As against you, God say drop everything. Has it happened to you before? Why did you carry your money to church? You don't know why. Why did I bring this money? Why did I bring this money now? God wanted to test you with abundance. Let's see how much you will drop. If you drop everything by his instruction, you pass the test. He can trust you. Temptations are good because they are the secret for promotion. So, what is temptation? Temptation is the exam for a believer. Temptation is the exam for a believer. Temptation is the exam for a believer. How do you know you have overcome flesh? Until temptation comes, you don't know. Somebody said to me, "Say, pastor, I've never." How many of you have felt like you have been the example before? Let me tell you a testimony. We were writing the exam one day. Is botany? I did biology, so we do botany and zoology. But I hate both. Both the study of plants. I don't know it. I used to do Lacan, Lapore, zoo, study of animal. I know it. So in that exam, we're not doing both. I think both three or something, or both four or something. As I was in the exam, I forgot everything. Everything. I forgot. Next to me, there was a friend we used to talk together before I became a serious Christian. Well, now that I'm a Christian, I will sit somewhere. Next to me, Sister Biola Finsek RCF. Next to me, Sister Biola, music director, Sister Bola Finsek, Sister Bose, welfare director. Who else is in our class? All of them, and I did not know it. Divine is there. Vivian is there. So I can't look like this. Because I preached that week exam prayer. Thou must not shit in the exam. I faith in God. Trust the Lord. If you shit, you are not a Christian. You have disappointed your faith. When you get to the exam, you just forget. Write what you know. Now it's not an exam. It's time to test what I preach. Preachers, our own test is the most. Whatever you preach, you will test it. God can do it. And God will not bring a problem. Let me see whether you can do it. I look at myself, I say, look at me, bam, I forgot everything. And pastor must not carry my cross. I look at Bola, say, Pastor Dan, say, God bless you. Sabalan, Oga, anything, but you know, God bless you. La braka pa da ba. The tongues will not flow. Have you been here before? Yeah, come on. I said, well, maybe I'm the one that preached that in case you forget, write something. That your revelation will be tested at the face of temptation. Your revelations will be tempted at the face of temptation. Remember, I preached in RCM that when they came to ask Jesus about that woman, can you stop that drums? When they came to ask that woman about the question, when they came to ask Jesus about that woman, and she committed adultery, what should we do? Jesus don't know what to say. Get to write on the floor. What is he doing? He was writing a new law. They were stating their law. He was writing the law. So God said, I've preached before. Anytime you don't know the law, write a new law. So I said, I've preached in RCM that Sunday morning. Exam was Monday. Anytime you're confused, instead of it on shit, write what you know. God said, write what you know. I said, God, what I know does not make sense in this one. I said, I thought you preach it. The judge shall live by his faith, not their faith. Mm-hmm. It's not a church faith, it's a personal faith. So now, please, Daniel, prove yourself. Preach your message, you do it here. So I said, God, what do I know? I remember Zoo. I said, all right. Writing. Faith began to rise. I thought the revelations would come like a sham. And I just remember suddenly, I will write your name in the book of life. God, you must have a pen. Then your name shall be blotted. That means you have a razor. If you have pen and razor, if I write process, you can erase, put your own. Okay. At least I must put something. Because you must not do empty-handed. I said, okay. I said, ready. Zoom. 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 Put it. 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 Slash it. Pastor, that effort, move for. Why? I remember that preach that your confession in your confusion is the confusion of that condition. So I will not say what I want to say. Pastor, that effort, move for. Extra, I collected 3 extra sheets with nonsense. The 3rd extra sheet, I put the question back there. I took the question. Faith has risen. Listen, the first phase of temptation is the weakest part. When you launch to the deep, the faith arise. The deeper you go, the deeper the faith. God wants you to just take a step of faith. Anything that is just say no. You think you cannot stand up? Say no. I'm not having sex. Your erection will die. But listen, while you are saying no, it's not going to die. But as you start to move, it will start dying. And it won't die immediately. As you are taking the next step, it's going down. As you are taking the next step, it's going down. As you walk out, it dies. What God needed is a step of faith. But from one step to the second step, as you are going out, the thing is dying. And I stoop up, grab the script. I cannot fail. God, I read, but I forgot. But you are the God that gives understanding. I don't know, I forgot this one. I did not giraffe. I took faith. I believed in you. I stood by my word. I'm not going to shit. And I didn't remember. But God, you know, it was not because I was lazy. You know, all my questions were balanced. I read all night. I forgot in the exam. Why? God arranged that forgetting to test my faith. And I carried the script. I submitted. After the exam, the fear came. Remember, your word will determine the result. Show me Proverbs 14:2. Let me show you the secret. Oh, I have to close. I will continue next week Sunday. Show me Proverbs 14:2. Okay, show me 13:2. 13:2. Yeah, show me 13:2. What you can read?
The fruit
of the where? That means my mouth tells what I see. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. So when I came out, I was the exam. Move for. Your confession is your possession. I refuse to say the wrong thing. I was it before. I said, God, you know I didn't fall anything. But I can't tell them I didn't for it. Because you have to help me. I started speaking in tongues. The result came out. I had 67B. 67B. Who marked it? Faith marked it. I passed that test. I passed the test. So tomorrow again now, if I enter a challenge, I won't laugh. I say, God, you did it. And guess what? Testimonies I pointed to. If God has done before, he can do it again. Why? Because God's God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. You need a testimony from your test to prove God to do the next. You need a testimony from your test to prove God for the next. Rise up on your feet. I will continue part 2 next week Sunday. Are you blessed about this morning? Next week I will teach you the role of devil in temptation. The role of devil in the temptation. God is just waiting for you to act. He's waiting for you to act. He wants you to just say yes, Lord. Just yes, 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 Lord. If you can just say yes, he will rescue you. Rise up on your feet, church. Maybe you are here this morning and you have been falling sheeply into temptation because you have never encountered him who could give you mysteries during temptation. You are the ones I want to pray for. You have been falling into temptations because you don't even know the him who could give you the mysteries in the temptation. You want to say, Jesus, I know my me. I'm not in level of temptation. I am the temptation myself. I am not trying to fall into temptation. I'm the temptation. You might be a worker, you might be a pastor, you might be anybody. Please, all church, can we just rise up and feed everybody in church? Please, can we be outstanding? Please, can you just lift up your hand? You're the person I want to pray for. Those that are called. Say, Jesus, I need your help. If you don't help me, I can't even say no. Can you just take a step of faith and just come forward? Just come forward. Just take a step of faith and come. Thank you.
Thank you. Just come. Say, Jesus. My own case is different from what I say, though. I am the temptation myself here. I am in it already. It's not as if I'm trying to. It's not as if I'm trying not to fall. God, I have an issue. I need you. Me, I need you. I know I have an issue. You might be a worker in church. You might be a chorister. You might be a pastor. It doesn't matter. You might be anybody. Say, God, me, I know I have an issue. I need you in my house. I need you to save me. I need you to help me. I need you to come into my house. I need you to rescue me. I need rescue.
I'm Because I told you, my own chariot I told you. But how God everything did. I saw that I only suppressed my flesh. I didn't kill it. I saw it. And God helped me. God help me. I saw how God helped me. It's not as if I'm one perfect person before now, but God helps me. I can do it. No sin can come and save you. Something sin here. Say, Lord Jesus, help me.
We are afraid. Lord, I commit this church to your hands, oh God. All of us here will receive grace to overcome temptations in the name of Jesus. We overcome temptations in the name of Jesus. We overcome temptations in Jesus' name. We are afraid. Amen. Can you celebrate Jesus this morning? Celebrate Jesus this morning. Celebrate Jesus this morning. Can you give God a shout? Remember this. For the rest of your life, remember this. How to know you have passed is to face the temptation. After I fought against masturbation for years, one day after I became a pastor, I was in the bedroom taking my bed, and the thought rushed at me. And I look at myself, I said, God, the devil said, do it now, enjoy it once again, enjoy it, nobody's there, enjoy it. I look down, the thing is so strong. I said, God, I'm finished there. Nobody will see me. But suddenly I just remembered. Anytime you want to bring down the wall of Jericho, you shout. Say, hallelujah! Glory to God! As I was shouting, it was coming down. I shouted! And that was why I walked. Till today, devil cannot bring masturbation thought to my heart. If it comes, I'll finish. You are a bastard. You must overcome. And the Lord will bless you, Jesus' name. You will overcome. You will overcome. You will overcome. In the name of Jesus. Can you celebrate Jesus this morning?
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @danielolawande. Stay blessed.